The crematorium was reactivated last year with a new permit from the state years after it was shut down for health and environmental concerns. Neighbors complain that despite the changes, they are smelling burnt flesh in the air, and their properties are being littered by what they believe is human soot. Attorney Dennis Vacco, who represents Amagon, says nonsense.
The Ubrey report that was cited here several times is now totally irrelevant. All of their claims that they brought before the assurance of discontinuance or the settlement with the state in 2014, all of those claims are irrelevant because they were all addressed.
Vacco convinced Judge Joseph Glonia to dismiss the lawsuit on grounds including an improper serving, which targeted Amagon instead of the entity which holds the permit, Sheridan Park Incorporated. He also argued that the plaintiffs had the chance to challenge the permit within a four-month window after that permit was issued, but they didn't complain until after the window was closed. Attorney Kevin Stocker, who filed the lawsuit on behalf of the residents, is considering a new option.
Not speaking to all the residents, I believe we're going to go forward with the private nuisance action to address toxins and the human soot remains in an action directly against Amagon and Sheridan Park Incorporated.
Residents are also urging a third party be brought in to test the discharges that they say result in eye and skin irritations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.